A Frenchman won the Academy Award for Best Actor this year. Jean Dujardin took home the trophy for his leading role in The Artist. But in France, Dujardin was beat out for the country's top award by the new acting sensation Omar Sy. Sy is the son of African immigrants. His movie The Intouchables was a hit across Europe and is now playing in theaters here. Elner Beardsley reports from Paris.
Omar Sy.
34-year-old Omar Sy took the stage to receive France's most prestigious acting award, the César, in February in a televised ceremony in Paris. Sy was chosen for his electric performance in the mega-hit comedy Intouchable, based on a true story.
Vous cherchez mon papier?
Intouchable, The Intouchables in English, is a feel-good buddy comedy. It's about a white aristocrat quadriplegic who hires an unemployed black kid from the projects as his personal aide. Despite the difference in age, race, and background, Philippe, the millionaire, played by renowned actor François Cluzet, and Driss, who is played by C, form a deep bond. The film also confronts racism, poverty, and infirmity, while C illuminates the screen with his rapid-fire banter and infectious laugh.
Pas de bras, pas de chocolat, mais avec vous.
Allez.
In an interview with NPR, C says he thinks the film struck a chord.
Parce que ça parle justement de ça.
Because it's about two different Frances meeting each other, liking each other, and forming a powerful relationship. That's the problem in France today. There are worlds living side by side, yet completely apart. People don't know or understand their neighbor. That's why people are scared.
Like the character he plays, C hails from a France far from the glittering boulevards of Paris. The fourth of eight children, he grew up in one of the gritty, heavily immigrant suburbs known as banlieue that ring the French capital. C's Senegalese father worked in a factory. His Mauritanian mother was a cleaning woman. C is an idol to young kids growing up in the banlieue, like this group of boys whose parents immigrated from Arab countries and Africa.
I love you, Omar Sy. I love you.
Because he's a very, very good actor.
He's dramatic and natural, they say, and he represents us. We're proud and he gives us hope. If he can make it, we can too. Immigration has loomed large on the French political landscape lately. Even many second-generation immigrants say they felt stigmatized by the toxic, anti-foreigner, anti-Muslim rhetoric of the recent French presidential race. C is also a Muslim. He says his background has been an asset.
I feel completely French, but it's true that as a son of immigrants, I struggle with my identity. Especially in my teenage years, but I've been able to take aspect of both French and African culture, and I'm all the richer for it.
Service après-vente, bonjour.
Oui, bonjour, monsieur. Jean-Marie Le Pen ne peut plus.
C got his start several years ago doing impersonations on a radio comedy show, then followed a wildly popular TV comedy skit that still airs. But it was The Intouchables that launched C into real stardom. It became France's second grossing film of all time. A full one-third of the French population has seen the film. Intouchable also swept Europe, spending 9 weeks as the number one film in Germany. But some American critics have had harsh words for it, saying The Intouchables deals in clichés and smacks of Uncle Tom racism. C disagrees.
They saw it through an American lens. You can't compare France and America. It's not the same. This is a French story, and the point is my character could have been Arab, Chinese, or even white. It's his housing project culture that defines him. A kid from the project is marked by the project, not his color.
C has since left the projects, though he says he will always carry them within. Those who know him say he goes back often and doesn't forget anyone. As he leaves the TV studio, C seems to have a kind word and a warm smile for everyone, especially the security guards and the cleaning woman. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.